The flat above King William Street was, as the angry young man had thought, occupied by Vicky, who was cooking in the kitchen. But in the living room there was also a stranger, dumped on a lumpy sofa, a blanket thrown over him, snoring away. Shit! Who the hell was that, a civilian? Shit! He retreated to the kitchen, where Vicky was stirring the contents of a jar into a mixing bowl. For once, Bernard wasn't obviously to be seen.
"He's not dead," said Vicky brightly, "if that's worrying you."
"How much does he know?"
"Oh, everything," said Vicky,
turning suddenly, knocking a second jar down onto the floor, where it bounced harmlessly. "Careful now," said the angry young man, cursing inwardly. His reflexes hadn't been quick enough for that one.
"It's all right," said Vicky. "They're dead now. Look."
And Vicky lifted the second jar and tipped it, till a smoke-like dust fell into the bowl and stirred not. "Is that all that's left of them?" he asked, hiding his exultation.
"Yes, they just fell apart on the way here," said Vicky,
mixing water into the dust. "You did get them both, didn't you?"
"Yes, Kate and Jack. I thought I'd bake them into fairy cakes. It's an old custom that I thought I might honour.
Though no one would eat souls this damaged."
"No.
Did you have any luck in your search for your brother?"
"No sign of him. I'd barely started to look when the alarm... I should be out looking for him now, but I'm here. Sorting out the dead.
And the injured.
Did you see him?"
"Yes, crumpled up on the sofa. Is he badly hurt?"
"Bang on the head," said Vicky.
And she briefly explained what had happened that evening.
"Right," he said. "I think I need to have a private chat with him.
Would you excuse me, Vicky?"
"Not at all. While these bake, I'll sort out the icing."